Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today we're going to talk about something that a lot of people are trying to implement, trying to understand, but know that it's required in order to secure their future. And that's artificial intelligence. I thought it would be a good time for us on the Visionary Chronicles and what we talk about each week to talk about this subject and give you a little bit of a clarity, not only on the subject itself, but how we're utilizing artificial intelligence with our clients with LiquidMind, kind of give you some case studies. So it gives you a good feel for what is artificial intelligence, you know, how is it going to benefit me? So today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence and brand marketing specifically. So we'll talk about five steps to applying AI in brand marketing. That was a very useful subject. You know, this, whether you're a brand or a service or whatever it may be, a product, you're going to need artificial intelligence at some point in time. And one of the first steps you take is in your brand marketing. And I thought there was a great quote. I'm a big believer in Peter Drucker. So I had one quote I thought was great for what we're talking about today is the best way to predict the future is to create it. And I thought, what a great quote and one that I think is very appropriate to what we're talking about today. And this is the latest buzz. You know, in all aspects of your business and, you know, how do I apply artificial intelligence? Many times customers come to us and say, what is artificial intelligence and what does this look like? I've heard about ChatGPT. We'll talk about this today as well, OpenAI's ChatGPT and how we utilize that with our customers. So this is the latest buzz and, you know, in all aspects of business, you know, how to apply artificial intelligence to my business model. And, you know, however, you know, what we find is having worked with so many brands, you know, even over the past year, actually, we've gotten a lot of interest with our brands in how to apply artificial intelligence. And so when we look at this through our, what we call our LiquidMind Mastermind development, you know, most of these brands, if not all, so don't feel like you're behind the curve here. Even those that have implemented artificial intelligence, and I kind of go back a little bit to when we were talking about the Salesforce or the CRMs of the world back in the day, when that was kind of the same buzzword. People were just implementing it for the sake of implementing it, saying, "Hey, we've got a CRM system," but they really had no process or clear understanding of number one, how to implement it; number two, how to integrate it. And number three, how to tell others within not only the community of who's utilizing the CRM, but the company as a whole as to how it's going to be integrated into your operations. So we kind of find in the same thing, interestingly enough, with artificial intelligence is, you know, they want to implement it, but most aren't adequately prepared to implement what they don't clearly understand. And so again, I use that sample of when people back in the day were implementing CRM, they were just doing it for the sake of doing it. And it actually disrupted the flow of business operations by not understanding, number one, how it's going to be integrated into your company. Number two, how it's going to be adopted inside of your company. And number three, how it's going to be measured as far as a return perspective. And we find very similar questions with artificial intelligence. So we'll talk about those today, but I thought we would be talking today about those five steps to applying artificial intelligence in brand marketing. So we've found artificial intelligence through our experience with brands and how we implement it to be an extremely useful resource. You know, when creating our content platforms for our clients across social media, podcasts, blogs, each one of these are unique. And, you know, each is required when you're building your artificial intelligence platform. So we've used OpenAI's ChatGPT for quite some time and have integrated into our daily routine. And we found it to be very useful, but we mapped out why we want to integrate artificial intelligence first, understood what it is. Number two, we knew how to integrate it and we knew how to apply it to our customers' and clients' businesses. So those are really extremely important questions to ask before you even think about implementing artificial intelligence. So we're going to keep specifically around brand marketing today. So what we find is when we talk about artificial intelligence with our clients, often, or in almost every case, we've kind of had to take a step back and understand the intent, the purpose, and goal of integrating an artificial intelligence initiative into our clients' brands. Because it will change things. It will change things for everybody inside the company. They feel just because we say there's an initiative for marketing to implement artificial intelligence, that affects most departments inside of the company. And you need to understand how that's going to impact that. So the intent, purpose, and goal are really important questions you need to ask yourself before you start trying to adopt artificial intelligence for your company. You know, so doing this lets us understand and determine where artificial intelligence can be best utilized, maximizing your investment and time in return. And that's a big measure of this as well, is that the complaint from marketing has been, let's face it, from day one is, you know, well, how do we measure marketing investment? What is our return on investment? What is our return on ad spend? So what I looked at here was really five steps that I found that are really discussion points for you as you look at artificial intelligence and how you're going to bring that into your brand marketing on a day-to-day basis. It's an extremely useful tool, but it's also extremely confusing in large, small, or medium-sized organizations. It doesn't really matter the size of the organization. You have to have a process and a strategy around how you're going to apply artificial intelligence. And that's kind of really built around what we found the model that most of our brands we work with have today. It's just a matter of, you know, number one, you know, how do we integrate it? Who are we going to work with? And who's responsible and resources are going to be used in order for us to effectively manage our artificial intelligence platform? So let's go through these five goals. And I find these to be not all, but probably the five most important things you need to address prior to integrating this into your brand marketing. And number one is define your goals. It seems logical, but most brands don't do it. Whiteboard it. You know, the first step is to define your brand marketing goals and identify the areas where artificial intelligence can add value to your company as a whole. And I say company, people, all your processes, whatever it may be, start with a part of your company, in this case, marketing, and get that polished, get that pulled together, and get that thing moving, and have a process around what you're doing. You know, this can include improving customer engagement, optimizing your advertising spend, or enhancing personalization. These are huge pieces of marketing. They're extremely difficult to execute, but artificial intelligence will help with being able to effectively manage these, what I call value adds to whatever you sell, whether it be a service or a product. So again, define your goals. This is the first step. And defining your goals could be, and these are some recommendations that we have, our customer engagement, optimizing ad spend, and enhancing personalization. And the last one, by the way, is a new one. We've always said customer acquisition is always the goal, but what we find is customer post-acquisition is the goal. And you need to be personalizing wherever you can. And artificial intelligence gives you an extreme advantage to personalize communications, personalize the advertising, and just personalizing the overall lifestyle enhancement you can provide to your customers. So artificial intelligence can be used a lot across a lot of platforms. But the first thing is define your goals. The second thing we'll talk about is collecting data. And this seems to be the one when we talk to our brands and when we're implementing a strategy through our Liquid Mind Mastermind program, is what is the data? You know, what are we collecting from the artificial intelligence that we can collect? So not so much about the data itself, but where does it come from and how do we collect it? So artificial intelligence, to give you an idea, relies on data for accurate predictions and recommendations. So collect as much data as possible about your customers, including their behaviors, preferences, demographics. You can gather this data from various sources. And some of the most popular are social media, website analytics, CRM systems, third-party data providers. Any of these are fine. You just need to define, you know, and this will be part of your goals. The goals are, what type of data are we trying to collect? And then finding a way to collect the data is number two. And then number three is, you know, choose an artificial intelligence solution. And what I mean by that is, you know, there's several AI solutions available for brand marketing. And these include machine learning, natural language processing is another, and predictive analytics. Each one of these are different and unique. So you're going to need to choose a solution that aligns with your goals. And that's why it's so important that you define what you're trying to achieve with artificial intelligence. And many times, you're looking to supplement resources that you have internally and looking ways to consolidate. I always look at this funnel when we put a slide up on the board and we're talking to our brands. We always look at this huge funnel. And this funnel has all this data being collected, but everything's spilling out the back end. So what I say is, don't make this a cylinder, but make it a funnel. And what I mean by that is that the data that you're collecting should be sparse and should be something that you're defining through your goals and collecting and then aggregating this data. And that's why on this third piece, it's so important to choose an AI solution, because there's several AI solutions available for brand marketing. And when you look at this, machine learning, natural language processing, and predictive analytics, these are all three very distinct and different things. You may need two, you may need three. So make sure you choose a solution that, again, matches with your marketing goals and how you collect, manage, and sift through this data in order to define what artificial intelligence can provide to you and achieve your return through the goals that you've defined. So it's really setting a vision for what artificial intelligence is going to do for you, collecting the data, then choosing an artificial intelligence solution. And then number four is, once you've defined all that, step one, two, three, defining your goals, collecting the data that's going to be sifted through the artificial intelligence solution, is then implementing the solution. You know, implementing a solution may be something you find easy to do. And what we find in most instances, just to give you a reality check of how we see this flow going, is people will go from number one, they'll skip two and three, and they'll go to number four. And the problem with that is then all of a sudden you've implemented this solution that really has no intent or purpose or definition of how you're going to define your return on investment. So when you look at this, you need to make sure that you're implementing that solution that requires technical expertise. That's many times the case. And you need to make sure that you're also understanding all that's required when you're implementing the solution. It is different. So you need to understand, I go back again to the CRM or whatever it may be, enterprise resource planning. These are all buzzwords pre-artificial intelligence, but each one of these faced similar questions. You know, you needed to define your goals. You need to collect data. And you need to find and determine a solution that will help you achieve the goals and collect the data. You know, so number four is very important. It's very similar to picking a enterprise resource planning system back in the day, a CRM system. You need to have technical expertise to help with that. So we do that with Liquid Mind as well. We help our brands understand, once we define the goals and the data we want to collect, we help them with these solutions. So implementing an artificial intelligence solution does require technical expertise. So make sure that you have that. If you don't have an in-house team that understands the solution that you need to implement. You know, consider partnering with a technology provider, a marketing agency who specializes, by the way, in artificial intelligence. It's one thing to have that buzzword, but it's a completely different thing to have the skill and expertise to be able to implement that solution. So once the solution is implemented, that's when you start monitoring the performance, and then you tweak and adjust as needed. So that's number four. Number five is measure the solutions. So artificial intelligence is only as good as your ability to define the results that you're getting. You may have all of this data. And again, just picture in your head, and this is what I put up on the board as well. It's a cylinder. And again, the cylinder has all of this being flowing through it. It's a big water pipe or whatever you want to say flowing through it. But it just flows. There's no stopping what's flowing through it until you have a funnel. And measuring the results, again, is similar to that funnel. What are you trying to get out of all this flow of information that's coming in through that cylinder, through the funnel? So artificial intelligence can help you achieve your marketing goals, but you need to measure the results to see the impact. So use metrics such as customer engagement, conversion rates, return on ad spends to evaluate how effective your artificial intelligence powered marketing campaigns are once you've implemented them. So again, I say artificial intelligence is a strategic weapon, you know, that can provide, and I say can because it's a caveat, provide a significant first mover value if implemented correctly and appropriately. You know, however, implement what I call for the sake of implementing, you'll fail. And I use the case of ERP systems, CRM systems that I talked about earlier, but it truly is the case. You're going to fail. So setting your brand further behind is not the goal. It's to move it further ahead. And you want to be able to lead your peers, but you'll need to understand what artificial intelligence is, number one. Number two, and I went through the steps to applying artificial intelligence brand marketing, defining your goals, number one, collecting data, number two, choosing an artificial intelligence solution, number three, implement the solution, number four, and then number five, measure the results. So again, make sure you follow these steps, but follow the steps. Don't skip over the steps. That's where we have seen with Liquid Mind brands fail, is they may put up on the board goals that they have, but they don't go through the process of, okay, the goals are defined. How are we going to attain that information that we want to with artificial intelligence? And by the way, once we get that information, how are we determining a return on ad spend? That's the goal with artificial intelligence, to make your life easier, not harder. So again, I say stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great, and enjoy your journey. Thank you for joining us on the Visionary Chronicles podcast today. Would appreciate you following us on any of the podcast stations such as Apple Podcasts. We're on iHeart, Spotify, Google Play, any of the major streamers with podcasting, and would appreciate following any comments. Also, if you have any comments, or we have also visionary interviews that we have as well. So if you know of a guest or somebody you feel would be a good guest for the Visionary Chronicles, we would appreciate it. Feel free to reach out to me directly at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsite.com. That's liquidmindsite.com. Be happy to get back to you. And again, thanks for your time. Always appreciate it. We'll see you the next time on the Visionary Chronicles podcast.